everything old is new again, as the depravity of the left has them once again engaging in baseless and disgusting attacks on Justice Kavanaugh.
Questions and skepticism are being raised after the FBI revealed new information on a sexual misconduct investigation into Justice Brett Kavanaugh before his confirmation to the Supreme Court. In a letter sent to two Democratic senators, the agency says that it received more than 4,500 tips on the then judge, in 2018. However, only the most, quote, relevant ones were sent to the Trump White House, and it's not clear what happened after that. Kavanaugh has repeatedly denied allegations of sexual misconduct. CBS News has reached out to the FBI for comment, but we have not heard back.
Now, these attacks were disgusting enough the first time around, as we saw someone who went through their entire career, no allegations of anything whatsoever. And then the moment he's appointed to the Supreme Court by President Trump, then all of a sudden there's allegations of sexual misconduct that must be investigated. And investigated endlessly until Trump's out of office and is denied his Supreme Court pick, which luckily the investigations were not endless because this is baseless. So the guy goes for 30 some years of his career, no accusations of ever doing anything wrong. Then the moment that he's picked for the Supreme Court by President Trump, all of a sudden there's an accusation that 30 years ago, back in the 1980s, he sexually assaulted a woman who can't tell you what year the supposed assault took place, can't tell you what time of the year, you know, was it winter, summer, spring, fall? Kind of give us a little bit of a time frame here of when this supposedly happened. Can't tell us, you know, whose house it was that it supposedly happened at. Can't tell us anybody who was there that might be able to corroborate the story. Basically, she says, this happened, and I can't provide you any actual details of my accusation. I'm just claiming that he sexually assaulted me. I don't know when, where, or any of the details. And so you're supposed to go through and investigate all of this. And by the way, the one detail that we do get is it was at someone's house party. And yet they're talking about the FBI receiving over 4,000 tips. Do 4,000 people fit into a household? I mean, was this basically a party at a billionaire's house in a big mansion? How do you get over 4,000 tips to a house, to what happened at a house party with what? If you take a look at a typical house party, let's say it was a big one, maybe you had 50 people. Let's see here. Only 50 people would possibly, and I'm just guessing here because we don't know how many people were there, but just guessing based off of a typical, house size and all that. Maybe you got 50. Maybe it's a really big house and you have 100 people there. Okay. These would be the only people that would have any information about this. And yet you got 4,000. Now, I haven't really gone through to take a look at this, but were there even 4,000 people in the high school that Kavanaugh was in? I mean, if the number of witnesses with credible information about the incident exceeds the population size of those who could possibly have it, that might be questionable. And so you got a situation where this tip line was just set up where every deranged liberal suffering from Trump derangement syndrome was calling in, trying to throw whatever mud, whatever accusation, because it's all anonymous. So making false accusations and false statements to the FBI on an anonymous line is not going to get you into any trouble. And after they go through all that, you would get thousands upon thousands of more. They were going to make accusations and try to claim that they had relevant information, throwing everything up against the wall in order to try and stop this. It doesn't matter that it was 100% lies. And look, you can't prove what didn't happen back 30 some years ago. Again, there is no cell phones, so you can't track GPS data. There was no internet calendars. Calendars were written down on paper. People didn't really have computers in their household by and large in the 1980s. And so you would have paper calendars. So you would have to have a high school student meticulously using a calendar to schedule their time and then save that calendar for over 30 years. And even if they did, it would never prove what didn't happen because, well, you know, that those records could be falsified. It didn't schedule out every last second of the day. And even if it did, there was no proof that he had kept to that schedule. So they can keep this going on and on and on, trying to put the onus on him to prove what he didn't do, to prove his innocence, which, by the way, is not how our justice system works. Shouldn't the accuser be able to provide something? Now, we might be able to go off and use rationality to try and limit the time frame. Okay, so you're thinking maybe in high school. So out of the entire 10-year period of the 1980s, we might be able to narrow it down to about a 4-year time frame. Now, this is a house party, so maybe it's in a situation where he has a car. So we could probably narrow this down to a 2 to 3 year time frame, 16 to 19 years old. Okay, that's still a 3-year time frame with no indication of what time of year it is, no location, and nobody that can be brought up as, hey, I was at said party to be able to do this. So it should be on the accuser to provide at least a smidge of evidence to make their claim. Right now, it's just a vague claim of something happened somewhere at some point in the 1980s. And we're supposed to investigate that endlessly. Now, let's be clear of what is going on here. The accusations rose specifically to try and tank and prevent a Supreme Court nomination. They're making accusations, which, by the way, the left accuses innocent people of baseless accusations all the time. In fact, we have found out in another video, I'll talk about the FBI even doing this, purposely accusing knowingly innocent people of horrible crimes in order to pressure them into stuff. But the left does this because there's no consequences for them for making false accusations and false statements, and they get to be celebrated as heroes. And they were doing it initially in order to try and block a Supreme Court nomination. That's the entire basis of all of this, is that making a false allegations to try and block a Supreme Court nomination. Well, now they're trying to renew the attacks with no actual evidence, nothing to corroborate the statements or the accusations, because they're trying to force Kavanaugh off the Supreme Court. They're trying to force him to resign from the Supreme Court in order to create a vacancy so that they can then fill it. And if he won't step down, well, you know, the Democrats, they're going to try and use all of this as an excuse to go for and submit impeachment proceedings against Justice Kavanaugh. So it started off to try and block him getting to the Supreme Court. Now they're trying to set up a reason to either force him to step down or impeach him, which, by the way, they have no basis and nothing to corroborate the evidence. But, of course, we know that doesn't matter. Remember the impeachment attempts on President Trump? They had no evidence of a crime. They couldn't even state what the crime was, so they just kept it vague. They had zero witnesses to any said crime, and the one person from which everyone else is saying, I heard from so-and-so who heard from so-and-so, when asked under oath about the supposed allegations, admitted that he just made it up because he wasn't in the loop on anything, so he was just making stuff up based off of what may have made sense to him, but he had no actual information. But it didn't matter. They still went with impeachment there. And then they went off on a second impeachment with absolutely no basis whatsoever. So the Democrats going off and making things up and then going through with impeachment with absolutely nothing to back up their claims is nothing new. And so that's exactly what this is all about. It's about trying to force Kavanaugh off the bench, either through resignation or through impeachment, based off of a baseless accusation for which they have nothing to back up, in order to create a Supreme Court opening so that Joe Biden can nominate the most radical person he can think of to the Supreme Court. That's all this is about. Now, my question is, shouldn't Kavanaugh have some sort of recourse to file lawsuits for slander? Shouldn't he? Or does the fact that he is a Supreme Court justice mean that he's basically gives up all rights against slander and defamation of character? But as long as the left continues to get away with all of this and able to just throw mud, slandering people, defaming their character with absolutely no repercussions, and being able to just blatantly lie their way towards whatever they want, they're just going to keep doing it. And so it's up to us to just simply realize that there is nothing here, that there is no basis, that this only shows the depths of how depraved the left is, the depths of just how much they are under derangement syndrome. Whether that's Bush, whether that's Trump, name the politician that they are deranged at a particular point in time. But there is no credibility to what they say, nor should we give them any credibility. And if they try to use this in order to try and force a Supreme Court vacancy through impeachment or trying to force a resignation, that should be one of the last straws. Because the level of corruption on the Democrats is unbelievable. I mean, you can't even do a parody of it anymore. I mean, you try to joke about what the Democrats will do next, and the next thing you know, that's exactly what it is they're trying to do. So that's all this is. All right, that's all this is. And if the Democrats are willing to do this, just like we could talk about everything they did against President Trump, then we know that nothing is off limits for them. There is no low that's too low for the Democrats. So as far as it goes, they want to go off and do this, you know, we're not going to be able to stop them. The only thing that we can do is just mock them and call them out for the liars and propagandists that they are.